There is no free lunch when it comes to investing, but what about a podcast that delivers educational content on investing, financial planning, items of interest, and even the odd wacky topic? Welcome to The Free Lunch, hosted by Canvas Wealth. Free Lunch will bring listeners the team's vast knowledge and experience in dealing with uncertainty. Learn more and subscribe today at canvaswealth.ca.
Welcome back to the Free Lunch Podcast with Karen and Colin. Karen, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Karen, both of us are not at our best today.
No.
Because it's been busy.
Yes.
Right? But we had an episode we did last week on trade wars and the role of central banks. Mm-hmm. And those people have been busy too.
They sure have.
Yeah.
They're under a little bit of a scrutiny these days.
Yeah, for sure. Like all day, every day, 24/7. Mm-hmm. It must be hard to be Powell when the president is openly telling the world that you suck.
Well, but I mean, he's saying that about so many people.
Yes, he is. That's a whole other episode, I think. Foxtrot Delta Tango.
You like that, eh?
I do.
I can get you a hat.
I don't know if I'd wear that in the States. Anyways, that's, again, another episode. But today we are getting ready for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Right around the corner.
You're a mom.
I sure am.
I hope your kids and your husband spoil you.
I hope so as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about Mother's Day, what moms really want for Mother's Day.
Right. And, you know, with Mother's Day coming up, we thought we'd shake things up a little bit with a different kind of conversation. Instead of flowers or brunch reservations, we're going to talk about what mothers really want.
Right. So in our house, when the kids were younger, it was handmade cards. Mm-hmm. It was very popular. I always, you know what, Mother's Day and Father's Day for that matter, always kind of bugged me a little bit because they're, you know, we call it a Hallmark holiday.
You feel that way about several.
There's a few of them. Yeah. Because, and nothing against mothers or fathers or any of those people, you know, it's just, but there's all this pressure, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll go to Safeway and you'll see these long lines for flowers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Valentine's Day would be another one, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why don't you buy those flowers on another day?
Yeah.
Like, why does that have to be Mother's Day? But enough of my rant. What I've learned over the years, though, is that regardless of those gestures are sweet. But what really matters is knowing that the kids are safe, healthy, and set up for life.
Absolutely. And underneath all of that, what mothers really want is to know that their kids are going to be okay when life gets hard. Oh, good Lord. I can't mm-hmm. talk today. Busy, busy.
Yep.
Because we know that there's going to be stressors financially, emotionally, and practically. Mm-hmm. If you ask any mom what keeps her up at night, it isn't whether you got those flowers from Safeway or from an actual flower shop.
Yeah.
It's about if you're going to be okay when the unexpected happens.
Yeah. And I think that actually rings true for most investors. They just want to know that they're going to be okay.
That's right.
Whether they're a mother, a father, or anything else.
Correct.
But today we're going to break down 10 reasons why financial security is one of the greatest lifelong gifts that you can give your mom this Mother's Day. And we're going to support it with stats and a little wisdom from Canadian families.
Love it. Should we dive right in?
I guess. Okay. We're here.
Got nothing else to do for the next half hour.
Yeah.
So the first one is it eases a mother's lifelong worries. Because really, if you think about it, a mother's love, it's like, I like to think of it as a lighthouse. We're always scanning the horizon for signs of trouble. Even when you're 45 or 53 with kids of your own, your mom's still going to be watching out for you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my mom still asks if I'm okay.
If you ate enough.
Yeah, yeah. How are you feeling? Things like that, right? But it's in our nature. I mean, there was a survey. I mean, we do like to quote surveys at times, typically when they support what we're trying to talk about. But there is a 2024 TD survey which showed 57% of Canadian parents expect to support their adult kids and 61% worry they won't be able to do that. I think this is very true. I mean, think of the cost of housing these days in Calgary or other major centers. How does a kid buy a house?
Right.
Yeah.
Even when they're an adult.
Yeah. Like, I don't mean an 18-year-old. I mean, like, a 30-year-old. Mm-hmm. So, yep. If you're 30, your son or daughter's 30, you're probably at least 50, more than likely 60, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And you're still worried.
Yeah. And along that line of using stats, 2021 Merrill Lynch study reported 79% of parents continue to financially support their adult children down in the States. So it's not just generosity, it's instinct. Financial stability lets us moms relax a little.
Sure. I mean, it's the financial equivalent of finally taking off a backpack you've carried for decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's reflect on the values that they've tried to teach us.
Okay.
So you know the lessons. Save some of that birthday money now, or a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Seeing those lessons in action as you grow older means everything to a mom.
Yeah, it does. And it's like watching a seed that you planted years ago finally bloom. You know, don't mm-hmm. you feel so good when your kids finally start listening to what you say?
I'm still waiting for that.
Okay, well, yeah. You'll feel good one day.
My kids are young. They're only 21 and 19.
A T. Rowe Price study showed the parents who talked about money early had kids that were 25% more likely to become financially independent.
Yeah, you know, money's that, it's kind of like a taboo thing in a lot of households, right?
It is.
I mean, there's lots of people that don't talk to their kids about money. We've been fairly open with our kids about what we have or don't have, mm-hmm. what our parents have or don't have, but I don't think that that's the same for
many.
That's
not common.
Yeah, although I will tell you, my son one day asked me how much I made, and I've never told him because... Mm-hmm. There's some things that it's like, no, you don't need to know that.
I remember one year, my youngest son, I think he was in grade 5 or 6, went up to his teacher and asked her how much she made. And she told him.
She did?
Yeah.
Did she also talk about her pension and her summers off and all that
stuff? She did not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, in Canada, 79% of parents do talk money with their kids at least monthly, which is a huge jump from previous years. And the conversations we avoided growing up are becoming more regular.
Yeah, and that's great because when those lessons stick, it makes every skipped latte and budget lecture worth it, right?
I've never skipped a latte, so that'd be a tough one.
I skipped one this morning, and I can tell.
Okay, so what else does it do?
Well, it sets you up to help other people as well. There is a beautiful proverb, when you have more than you need, build a longer table, not a higher fence. And financial security, it allows you to extend that table to siblings, parents, or even friends in need.
For sure. I mean, that same 2024 study said that 1 in 3 grandparents are financially supporting adult kids and grandkids. So that's that. It's funny because I think of us as being in the sandwich generation mm-hmm. where we're maybe not financially, but emotionally for sure, supporting parents mm-hmm. and financially and emotionally supporting our kids, right? But this goes to grandkids supporting adult kids that have kids too, right? That was a real tongue twister. She sells seashells down by the seashore. But I guess, you know, 42% of those grandparents are giving over $5,000, mm-hmm. which that comes at a cost.
It does. Yeah. It is certainly a big step up from the $5 bill that I used to get my birthday cards from grandma.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you are financially steady, you lighten that load and you might even be able to be the one helping them someday. So paying it back and forward, like you talked about with the sandwich generation.
Yeah, we're in it. And we would call that financial resilience. So not just surviving, but helping to create a safety net for those that are most important to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and so being financially independent or secure reduces financial burden. There's no surprise about that.
For sure. You know, every household has their roles. Right? I mean, in our household, my wife pays the bills and I manage the investments. That's mm-hmm. just the way we've done it, mm-hmm. right? But I think that most families, maybe not most, but lots of families, the moms are often the family's financial backstop. Mm. Is that true, do you think?
Well, it's funny because my kids don't text my husband for money. They text me.
My kids text my wife, and when she doesn't answer, they text me.
Nice. Nice.
And then they text her, and yeah. then they call me.
And then they get money twice
they've
from
done,
both of
they've
you.
Done that. No? Yeah. We've.
I'm not surprised.
We've caught on to that little trick. But moms tend to dip into savings for tuition, co-sign leases, and cover unexpected bills. And I remember my first home I owned, it was a condo, And I didn't realize there's this thing called property tax. And then I got this big bill and my mom helped me out.
Aww.
Yep, she paid that property tax bill for me. And then she said, and going forward, you have to like set it up so it comes out monthly.
Perfect. Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about here. Like giving those little nuggets of advice to ensure that mm-hmm. it doesn't happen again. Yep. Lesson learned.
Yep.
And now look at you.
Yeah, I think I'm behind on my property taxes here.
But this reminds me of a conversation that we had a few weeks back when you were talking about, I think we were talking with Megan.
Oh yeah.
And you were saying that moms tend to carry a lot of guilt or mm-hmm. feel a lot of guilt. And I think a lot of that stems from, again, wanting to make sure that the kids are okay financially, right?
Sure.
2024 Fidelity report showed that 59% of Canadian retirees are supporting adult children.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they are sacrificing their own retirement to do it.
Yeah, for sure. So when you take financial ownership of your life, it lets them focus on their next chapter without shouldering your emergencies, right?
So nice. It's like, remember when we were teaching our kids how to ride a bike? At mm-hmm. some point, you just have to pedal on your own so mom can let go of the seat.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun days. And scary.
Yes.
Remember like letting go the first time and watching your child go down the sidewalk or wherever.
We always used to do it on a gentle hill.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to pedal, so they could just coast.
You wouldn't take them like downtown during rush hour and show them the bike lane?
No, that's what we're doing with driving now. You want to learn how to drive?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? I couldn't do it with my kids.
Oh, it's next level Jumanji.
Yeah. No, I was like, no, I'm not. We paid for driver's training and said, this is how you're going to learn because somebody was going to die.
Jackson was backing up and didn't turn.
Oh.
And then he mistook the gas pedal for the brakes.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, there was a lot of yelling in the car.
Well, lesson learned.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about honoring the sacrifices that moms make.
Yeah. Every skipped vacation, late night side hustle, or meal made from pantry scraps was for kids. Building a financially solid life is a powerful way to say, you didn't do it for nothing, mom.
Sure. I mean, Canadian parents are often helping with tuition, delaying retirement, and as a result, many are unable to pay off their own debt because of it.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah, but you can see how it happens, right?
Yeah, and it's even worse in the U.S. A bank rate study showed that half of parents made major financial sacrifices for adult children. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion recently about how people down in the U.S. are like one emergency away from bankruptcy.
I don't think it's just the U.S. I think it's Canada too, right? Like, yeah, I know those. I've read those statistics as well. It's like one or two missed pay periods can lead to financial disaster for many people, especially now with inflation being as high as it is. The cost of goods is going up.
Yep.
And so if you miss, say, if you get sick or you lose a job or whatever, it can have some pretty significant impact, right?
Dire.
Yeah. And so how do we repay our moms and dads or whoever?
No, you have to wait until Father's Day for that discussion.
No, you know what? We're not going to do a Father's Day one.
Oh,
I refuse. But, you know, financially thriving is how you can repay those silent, unseen debts to your mom, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then so the other thing that moms want to do is protect future generations.
Mm-hmm.
Because financial security isn't just a safety net. It's a springboard for the kids, nieces, nephews, and mom's dream of a thriving family tree, not one burdened by debt. And the family tree is a funny one to me. I found as my parents aged, they started getting interested in their family trees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a kid, you're like, I don't care like who my great whatever is.
Unless there's some real cool story behind it.
True, true. But then you even wonder if some of those stories are, you know, maybe embellished a little bit, right? But I also find as I get older, I'm interested in a little bit more about your family history, right? Yeah,
you're going to be doing your own tree here soon.
Won't have to. It's all online now.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a large number of people that worry about their kids not being able to afford a home. In fact, 77% of parents worry about this, and 57% worry about their kids saving for retirement. And these are multi-generational concerns. And my dad does this too, because I have a degree in education, and my father, who lived through the war in Germany and came to Canada, having a pension is really, really key and critical for him. And mm-hmm. so he's always like, but honey, what about the pension? Honey bun.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. My mom pointed out to my wife that she needs to have a pension just in case things don't work out between us.
Nice.
So thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay. But what we can do to protect those future generations is break the cycle through saving, insurance, estate planning. I mean, you create opportunity for the next levels of your family tree, right?
Yeah. And it's like planting shade trees that you'll never sit under, but knowing that your kids will.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What about responsibility and maturity?
Well, we know that managing your money isn't flashy. It's booking dentist appointments, checking credit scores, buying insurance, quietly building the kind of life that your mom wants you to live.
Sure. Yeah. And I think the stats are something like 50% of Canadian students claim that they're independent, yet maybe 2/3 of them can't get through the school year without some financial help from a parent.
That's an interesting stat.
Yeah. I see this in my own kids. My son always tells me he's an adult and can make his own decisions. And then he asked me for gas money, which is, it's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, once the kids get this under control, it's like being able to call home and say, I got this, Mom.
For sure. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know where I was going to go with that, but it does allow for quality time, not financial stress. So mm-hmm. when money problems aren't lurking in the background, families can just be families, you know, they can squabble at the table about other things, right? Mm-hmm. So no awkward, can I borrow conversations or emergency bailouts?
Because
those are tough. You know, even having been that kid that has had to say, you know, I've gotten myself into trouble here. Can I borrow some money?
Yeah.
That's hard on your ego too, right? As the kid.
Yeah.
And as the parent, it's hard because you want your kids to be able to stand on their own 2 feet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty critical. Yeah, and here's a stat about that sandwich generation that we were talking about. 70% of Canada's sandwich generation does, in fact, feel the financial strain of supporting both parents and kids. I mean, this is where we're at, right?
Yeah, and it's not just all financial. It's your time.
Yeah. Right? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, time is your most precious commodity.
It is.
And it's one thing to be able to cover a bill, but it's another thing to be able to say, I don't know if I have time for that right now, right? And that's hard. But money can either be a wall or a bridge in families. And when you're financially secure, you get to focus on what really matters. Maybe like things like time.
Yeah, or backyard barbecues, road trips, family dinners, not who's going to be paying for what.
Yeah, I ran into this the other day. There was somebody that I know that came to me for some financial advice. Mm-hmm. They own a property jointly with some other family members. And that there's some stress there because the other family members have other family members that also want to use the same property. But the person I was speaking with owns half the property.
Right.
Like that's not a financial stress, but that's a different type of stress that's put on different generations of families, right?
It could be a financial stress, especially if they want to rent that out for True. A period of time, right? They're
yeah.
missing out on money.
Just that there's the advice. Just bill them thousands of dollars.
Friends and family discount.
200% premium. Okay, so money does free moms up from worrying about inheritance or support, right?
Yeah, and we see this a lot in our day-to-day conversations with our clients. No mom, and speaking for myself as well, wants to leave the world with loose ends. So all the bills we want to have been paid, we don't want to leave a messy estate. We don't want to leave kids that are unprepared to manage what's left.
Yeah, so let's talk about the importance of financial planning then, because I think the stats are something like, only 1/4 of Canadians have a financial plan. And That's a problem, right? Yep. So when people are referred to us, the first thing we usually ask them is like, do you have a financial plan? Well, not the first thing, but it's right up there. The second thing to that is, when was the last time you reviewed it? And typically it's like, well, I did a plan 5 years ago. And then it's like, well, where is it? Well, it's in my filing cabinet. Oh, okay. So you're not actually following it, right? So that this is I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it's a super important area, because almost 90% of those who have a financial plan actually feel more prepared for retirement.
Yeah, it's so empowering.
Yeah, yeah. And what about estate plans?
So, and I ran across this just this weekend. Only 32% of adults have one, according to a survey done through caring.com.
Yeah.
Most moms worry both about their legacy and whether their kids can handle it. And, you know, talking again about that sandwich generation, we were looking at my in-laws' legal documents this past weekend with my in-laws. It's not like we were doing it, you know, without them knowing.
You're snooping through their filing cabinet? Yeah.
But we found like legal documents that had not been signed or notarized.
So, oh, yeah.
You need to get on this.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And set them up with some very capable people that we endorse.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. I had another family that was referred to me that came in last week, and the husband, his first question was, what's your rate of return? I said, well, you know, slow your roll here. Let me ask a few questions first.
Right.
And by the end of it, it turns out they did not have a will. They've never done a financial plan. They've done no estate planning. They have adult children. They have these goals that they have not done anything to get to. Hmm. So I was like, okay, this has nothing to do with rate of return.
Right.
That we, you know, you need some proper planning.
Yeah. Foundational stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Because with that proper planning, you can achieve financial security, and through financial literacy, you can better understand things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What about the gift that lasts a lifetime?
Yeah. This is kind of our last point here specifically. Flowers wilt, cards eventually fade away, and brunch gets cold. But mm-hmm. financial security shapes your entire life, every opportunity, every decision.
Yeah, we're huge proponents for financial literacy, just general learning, right? I think the numbers are something like 80% of Canadians who engaged in financial education felt better prepared for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense, right?
Yeah, should.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, don't put your head in the sand. I mean, this is important stuff.
It is, yeah. And it's the gift that turns into a better future, not just for you, but as we talked about, for everyone that's connected to you. It's about planting that seed and waiting for it to come to fruition.
So here it is, the punchline. If you want to make your mom happy this year, it's not just that handmade card, those dozen lilies or whatever it is, whatever your flower of choice is. It is to start saving, maybe get a financial plan in place, and look at paying down some of your own debt.
Yeah. I mean, brunch is nice, but peace of mind is priceless.
For sure. And where can people go for some of this financial planning, Karen?
Right here.
Canvas Wealth.
That's right.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing moms out there. And here's to raising financially secure, kind, and thoughtful human beings.
Well, we can't help with the kind and thoughtful part, but we can help with the financially secure part.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, well, till next time.
Thank you for listening to the Free Lunch Podcast hosted by Canvas Wealth. To subscribe to this podcast to get more realistic insights on investing or to connect with one of our talented partners, please head on over to canvaswealth.ca. We'll see you next time on the Free Lunch Podcast.
Financial planning services are offered through Canvas Wealth. Portfolio management services are provided by QWealth, a registered portfolio manager, investment fund manager, and exempt market dealer. Canvas Wealth is an owner and partner in the QWealth partnership. The information discussed in this show, including any opinion, is based on various sources, believed to be reliable, but its accuracy cannot be guaranteed and is subject to change. The opinions expressed in this show are opinions of the individuals and do not represent the opinion of QWealth as a firm.